Huntsville, Chris on 2, ham video color bar activation is complete.
We copy.
Houston station, checks on 2, double check in steps 1 through 5 and EVA HUD DGAS procedure are complete.
That's affirmed, Jack. We are complete with steps 1 through 5. We're ready for you to pick up in 5.1.
All right, 5.1 is complete. You guys are welcome aboard both cameras.
We are looking at you, and we've got a great view.
Houston station checks on 2. In step 8, the XCP note says I'm getting a battery out for both EMUs. The XCP note at the start says I'm only working on the forward EMU. Just want to double check if you guys are expecting me to be working on the aft EMU 3003 at all today.
And Jack, that's a good catch. We set this up so that we can be efficient if possible, so you can grab both batteries while you're in there, and then you'll be installing the battery in the aft EMU in your next activity.
Great. Copy. Thanks.
Airlock Houston on 2. Jack, if you need to, you are welcome to remove the mini workstation from the EMU and temp stow it if that gives you a little bit more room to work.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the option. Houston Airlock on 2 for O2 pressure in the forward EMU.
Go ahead, Jack.
At the forward EMU, started off O2P at like 8:20 or so this morning, and now on my check in step 9 of the DCM cooling loop sample procedure, it's at 788. It tells me to report to you if it's below 800.
And Jack, we saw the same, but that is okay. It will get topped off in the next procedure.
Copy. Houston Airlock on 2, looking for a go in 15.4.
You are go in 15.4, Jack.
115.4, thanks.
Kuba station on 2 for camera cover.
Good morning, Jessica. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, just double checking for the stowage note. It's a little bit different than expected. There is a bag labeled GEM HDTV camera items, but it has GEM HDTV camera cover 3. And then I found another Ziploc bag labeled Jeff's HDTV installation GMT 2020, and in that one there is the Jeff HDTV camera cover serial number 2. Would you like me to use the 02 or 03?
Thank you for checking. Please use the one with serial number 002.
Okay, copy. Thanks. The station on 2, one more question on the camera cover.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
I haven't looked at the camera side yet, but on the cover side, there are 4 holes, and there's only one of the holes actually has a fastener in it on camera cover 2. And if I compare that to camera cover 3, camera cover 3 actually has fasteners in all of the holes. Is that expected?
Go
ahead.
Jessica, could you take a look into the Ziploc bag which was camera cover was installed, and can you find fasteners in the Ziploc bag?
Okay, yeah, I already put that away, but I'll get it out again and take a look.
Copy, thank you.
Quick station on 2, no, there are no other fasteners in this bag. There are 2 other items. There's an HDTV launch lock 1, like looks like another type of cover that has its own fasteners. There's another bag that says gimbal lock 1.2.3 GMT 2020354, and it has 3 different like pieces, 3 different gimbal locks in it, but no separate fasteners.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much. And we talked with our team, and we can fastener with one fastener. You can fasten the fastener with only one. And could you take a photo of the status?
Sure, copy.
And Jessica, we have additional 1 step, and after you fasten the fastener, please take the Kapton tape.
Okay, copy. I think you said use Kapton tape in place of the fasteners.
station 作ったんですけど、中東中止かどうぞカメラから。
Right on two.
So this commentary, my explanation was unclear, so I would like to double check. So our team that we would you pass in the passwords and then tape with cut and tape to secure the camera cutter onto the camera unit. You can record the picture very well. And then take photos.
So I fastened one fastener, I will also put caps on tape on the other side, and then I will take photos. Is that what you're asking for?
Thank you, Scott. Good copy. Thank you so much.
Eastern Station took him two for Imar Book of Fate.
Sophie, go ahead on two.
I just wanted to give you a status report. Everything is nominal. I'm halfway through.And I elected to do everything with pen and ink, and I can show you on the lab camera if you want to take a look.
We are taking a look right now.
Consultation on two for Sam.
With you on two for Sam.
Yeah, for the location of this TSH, it can't really put it in the location that the diagram suggests because...There are many other cable, in the current config anyway, there's many other cables and fluid lines running just like kind of tacked to that seat track in the lower right corner. And then there is the drawer, L2, you know, where we keep all of the rack power and data cables. There's a handle for the drawer, so you can't install this TSH with a big connector coming out of the side, and not interfere with those drawers.So I can't put it higher because the cold atom lab sticks out, so the plate interferes. So I'm just wondering what the intent here, where does it need to be placed?
And we're checking. And Jessica Huntsville's back with you. We do have the lab cam up. Could you potentially move that and kind of show us what some options are in that area? I think that would help us narrow down where we'd like it or areas that you think this could be that would still be near Cal.
Okay, sure. I mean, yeah, I guess I'm asking what the intent of the sensor is. Like, does it actually need to be on that rack? Is it measuring something in the rack or just does it need to be nearby?
And Jeff, we're looking for it on the rack, the Cal rack area. Yes. And clarification is on the rack.And Jessica, yeah, Cal is utilizing.
So unfortunately, this is, I understand, but I guess, does it physically need to be on the same seat track? Can it be on the seat track of port one, for example, or does it need to be on port two? This is kind of that problem area. It's, you know, when we have to reroute a cable like this, it takes a considerable amount of time because I'll show you.You know, the cable started way over here, and you see, this is the notorious area that we mentioned before that has so much stuff everywhere. So I had to unweave the cables from all of that mess up there with lots of different power supplies and laptops and all kinds of plugs. So I routed it over here to come down, and then if you look down here,There is another big mess of cables, like right where that's supposed to go. So this green cobalt brick is on the drawer, and so it's supposed to be just underneath it. But just underneath it, there's a seat rack stud that's holding all of these different cables. And I'd either have to relocate all of those to put this there.I don't think I could even get it on the adjacent rack on P1 just because of its design. I could try to see if it would interfere.
And Jessica, sorry, we walked right in the hand over. Yes, that was a great video. It definitely showed us the rat's nest that we've been tracking in this area. Do you see any real estate on either side of that rack that could potentially house the TISH sensor or is...even the left and upper parts of the rack, seat track, not available?
There's seat track unobscured available on the upper part of both sides. I'd have to check if it would interfere with Mambo opening of the door, but I don't think so. But on the right side of the rack where the XPWD is, I could probably slide it underneath the cables. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's why I was asking what we need it for. Can it be on the upper right corner instead of the lower right corner?
Angelica, yeah, we are good for you putting in the upper right corner of the rack. Just give us some photos and we'll let the team assess.
Okay, I'll try that. I'll let you know if it doesn't work out.
We appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and ODF update.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, we took a look at your updates, and we think they look beautiful. The team is happy with your pen and ink changes. Thank you for the update.
Great news. Makes me happy, then. And thank you very much to the team working on that. I think the procedure is very well written, and it was very easy to understand what's going on and what changes to make. So big, huge thanks to the teams working on this.
Fantastic. Thanks for the feedback. We'll pass that along. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and Timeline.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica. We are looking at the timeline for the rest of the afternoon, and the loop scrub activity is kind of cascading through the day. And we wanted to offer up that if you and Jack think it's helpful, we could defer your safer VRT so that you could lend extra hands in the airlock with the loop scrub activities.
I will go check in with Jack and talk to him about that. I'm happy to defer that to later if that can be helpful, but I'll go talk to him and we'll check it back in with you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, happy to defer the safer and I'll help Jack out in the airlock.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Houston Airlock, you ready for 0 number checks?
We are ready.
Forward EMU, I've got 0 number. Forward EMU is 0 number 3015. Attached to that is an EMU scrubber, 0 number 1002. The EMU water processing number is 0 number 1008. And for the LCVG, standby. LCVG, 0 number is 3385.
Copy all. Good numbers there.
The aft, Ida, I've got EMU serial number 3003, EMU scrubber serial number 1009, EMU water processing jumper serial number 1007, and LCVG serial number 3337.
Copy all. Good numbers there as well. Thanks, Jack.
Stand by for your go in 59.2.
And Jack, you are go.
Let me go in 59.2. Stand airlock on 2 for question.
Go ahead, Jack.
While trying to get the scoff on to the forward EMU, I inadvertently moved the fan switch back to the off position. It's currently in the off position, and we just want to go to return the fan back on and reattempt the scoff installation.
Okay, we are checking. Airlock Houston on 2 with our answer.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we are good with you guys to pick back up in step 62 for fan and scoff install.
We copy. We figured that was the case, but just want to let you know.
Yes, thank you for checking.
Houston airlock on 2, timer, 70-minute timer per step 72. We started at 10:24.
Copy, 10:24.
Stand station Jack's on 2, hoping for an early go for recycle tank drain in step 1.
Jack, you're go in step 2.4.
Copy, go in step 2.4 in recycle tank drain, thanks. Stand station Jack's on 2 in step 2.8.1 of recycle tank drain. My brine Yeti Bay is serial number 1454 and it is empty.
That's a good number, Jack. Thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2, 1.419er, steps 2 and 3.
Hey, Chris, those steps are complete.
Copy all. And just a clarification, in the prior step it had me disconnect some, or in the prior procedure it had me disconnect some MLI to inspect. And it didn't have me put it back, so I didn't put it back yet. I wasn't sure whether I was going to need to do that yet. Am I going to need to access those areas again, or can I button the MLI on the EMU backup?
And Chris, that MLI should get buttoned up at the end of this procedure.
Okay, copy all. Sounds good.
Houston Station checks on 2 for configuration of urine transfer compressor.
Go ahead.
Just, as I'm working in this area, I noticed that port 4 on the urine transfer compressor is not capped, and curious if it should be.
Checking.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 in step 2.14. The UPA filled drain valve is in process, and the UPA is connected to JD Bay 1454 for the recycle tank drain. You're go to proceed.
Copy, Jack. And we have a follow-up question from Ethos. Can you confirm for us that in step 2.12, the fill drain valve is in drain?
Sorry, I might have just misspoke, but the UPA fill drain valve is indeed in drain.
All right, Jack, that is a great config, and we have an answer for you regarding port 4. It is not currently being used, so you are welcome to cap it.
Okay, sounds good. I just heard a pop of air as I was working in the area. Well, a few minutes ago, I heard a pop of air, and I just kind of looking around to see where it come from. So I saw that port 4 was uncapped, and I will cap it now. But sounds like that couldn't have been the source of the pop if it's not in use.
Copy, 5 minutes.
Copy, Jack. We are scratching our heads a little bit about the pop. We weren't expecting anything to be pressurized, and we wouldn't think it came from UTS, but we copy the config.
Yes, copy. Just one of those weird noises you hear sometimes, I guess, up here.
Yeah, I just checked with Ethos. No extra questions.
Houston, airlock on 2 for step 66. Houston, airlock on 2 for step 66.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, when I put on the comcap and switch to hardline, I get a busy signal. I'm wondering if there's too many ATUs in 2, maybe?
Checking.
Station copy, go switch over to 3.
And airlock Houston on 2, we're going to hang up a public call so that you have some room, because you are correct. It is because we are full up on public call 2.
Copy.
And you should be good now.
Linda? Houston, Comchuck from Comcap, Hardline.
Got you loud and clear, Chris. How me?
Copy. Got you loud and clear as well. Going to bye. Houston, EV on Pry, Humphrey Glow, how do you copy?
Got you loud and clear on Pry, Chris. How me?
I also have you loud and clear, although I feel like I lost my side tone, or my side tone volume changed pretty drastically.
Copy, Chris. We're checking on that.
Copy all, and checking that we have good EMU data.
And Chris, we are just waiting on a data pass for the EMU, and we'll let you know.
Copy all. Standing by.
Airlock Houston on 2. We got good EMU data. We are ready for you to move on to step 75. Pick the comm mode to alt, and we're still talking the side tone observation, but please let us know if you hear the same on alt.
Copy all. Heading over to alt and Wilco. Houston, EV on alt. How do you copy?
have you loud and clear on alt. Tell me.
I also have you loud and clear. Same thing, no to minimal side tone. Let me just try with the, if I up the volume a little bit. Houston, EV on alt. Check.
Still got you loud and clear. How's that side tone?
It is, if I max the, if I raise the volume up, I can hear it, but it was definitely way quieter than it was on a hard line.
Okay, Chris, the team's going to talk about that for a couple of minutes, and we are waiting for EMU data to come down on this radio in the meantime.
Copy. I will stand by.
And Station Houston on 2 for any available for a rogue item in the lab.
Go ahead for a rogue item.
Okay, in the lab at P6, right above the SSC there, we're seeing what looks like a cue card kind of floating free in space. And Jack just grabbed
it. Yeah, let's take a look. Just kidding, Jack, can you do it? Houston, station SOCM 2, the starboard forward IMG valve is now open.
Copy, Sophie. And airlock Houston on 2. We got good data in this config. We're still talking about the side tone issue, but we'd like to move on to step 77. We'll put that in work, and we're going to be back in this config around step 80 to continue assessing the side tone, if that sounds good to you.
Okay, copy all, just let me know when you're done with 77, and I will proceed with step 78.
We'll go. And airlock Houston on 2, we are ready for step 78.
Copy, ready for step 78. I count, Cap. I was supposed to be here, I don't know why. Houston, airlock on 2 on high frequency.
Got you loud and clear, how me?
I got you loud and clear as well. I'm going to go switch the other EMU to high as well now.
Airlock Houston on 2.
Airlock with you on 2.
Hey Chris, we are ready to move on to step 80, but before we do, we'd like to know if the side tones were any different on high frequency.
Houston, this is, I guess at this point, I would say that the side tones were the same as on low frequency.
Okay, we copy.
And I am now proceeding with step 80.
Concur, was just about to give you that go. Thanks.
So station on 2 for light off.
With you on 2 for light off.
I'm just wondering if I can perform my 1145 activity a little early.
You can. You are good.
Okay, copy. Go. Thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2. I am in pry and still in frequency high on 3015.
Got you loud and clear. We're taking a look at data. How do you have me?
I've got you loud and clear as well.
Same side tone situation here as well?
Yeah, I believe so. I can try to go back to hardline at some point and just do another direct comparison, but I do believe the side tone is significantly quieter than it was on hardline.
All right, Chris, we copy all the observations. We're talking about it some more. If you'd like, we are willing to try your primary comm cap. I will just need to wait a minute to get data, and then we can do the swap.
Okay, copy. Yeah, thinking it's comcap related as opposed to something else?
It's possible. It'll just help us sort of run down the tree here.
Okay, yeah, I'll go grab my other comcap.
Thanks.
Just an airlock on 2. I've got my other comcap. Happy to check whenever you're ready.
Copy, Chris. We are still waiting to get data in this config, and I'll let you know as soon as we do.
Copy.
Airlock Houston. Chris, we are ready. We got good data, so we'll take the comm cap swap. The steps will be taking the comm mode to off, swap the caps, and then comm mode back to pry.
Copy. We'll try the comm cap swap, comm mode off, swap the caps, comm mode back to pry, see how it sounds.
Good read.
From primary comm cap.
Had you a little bit broken there, Chris, but I'm thinking it was just where your booms were at in the moment. How do you have me?
I have you loud and clear and still no to minimal side tones compared on hardline on the other comm cap.
Copy. We're talking it real quick. And, Chris, we are about 20 seconds from a handover, so I'll catch you on the other side.
Okay, yeah, copy. Catch you on the other side. And one question is it worth me trying again in hardline just to have a more direct comparison?
That's exactly what we're thinking. Just want to get it on the other side of a handover. And Chris, we are back with you, and we are ready for a comm check on hardline.
Copy. Switching to hardline. Spin, Chris, on hardline.
I got you loud and clear on hardline, Chris. How me?
Yeah, I also have you loud and clear, and yeah, the sidetone volume is definitely much louder on hardline compared to the radio.
Copy all, Chris. And we had just one last data gathering question for you, is how did the performance compare to your experience on EVA previously?
That's a great question, and I can't tell you with super high memory. I seem to recall the hardline, the sidetone sounded a little bit louder than it when I was EVA, but I couldn't tell you with high certainty. I would say it's not operationally impactful. It's just there's less of a sidetone.
Okay, Chris, that's all really good information. Thanks. And we're going to continue to talk about it, but we are comfortable moving on in the procedure today. So you're go to pick up in step 82 with doffing the comm cap.
Copy. Going to 82. Thank you very much. And I will restow my primary comm cap in my ECOC and keep my backup one out in the other cap.
We like that config. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, airlock on 2 for step 88. Looks like 3015 is already configured for continuous EMU data.
Chris, that was expected, so you're go to continue.
Copy, continuing. Houston, Chris on 2 for loop scrub. The convenient timer in the airlock is showing 80 minutes have elapsed. Just wanted to double check that that's what you're tracking as well.
Chris, we are seeing the same, and you are go to pick up your next activity if you would like to, and you're ready.
Yeah, I was thinking of just pressing forward, so I will go ahead and step into step 87 of 1.528.
Copy. Copy, serial number 15.
Houston, airlock on 2. Just a quick check. Do you want me to go in parallel for the iodination of the two EMUs, or do you want me to do it serially?
Chris, we would like those to go in parallel, please.
Okay. I'll do all these steps in parallel. Houston, airlock on 2. I have Biocide filter, serial number 1006. Hooked up to EMU scrubber 1002, connected to EMU 3015 on the forward side. And I have Biocide filter serial number 1010, hooked up to QD alpha of EMU scrubber 1009, which is hooked up to EMU 3003 on the aft side.
Copy. Good numbers, Chris. You are go to continue.
Copy. Go to continue.
And, Chris, with some clarifying words on the serial versus parallel?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. The more precise answer is that we would like you to perform 118 through 122 in series. and then you can perform in parallel from there.
Yep, sorry, that was, I should have been more clear in my question, but yeah, that was, it seems like this is a lot easier and less error prone to do these steps in serially one EMU at a time. So yeah, I'll go ahead and do 3015 first, and then do 3003.
We like the plan, thanks.
Houston airlock on 2. Time of idination start is 1204 GMT.
Copy, Chris, 1204.
And I am complete up to step 133, so handing over to you guys for the rest of the procedure.
Copy, yep, we will take it from here. Station Houston on 2 for Chris with a follow-up about the COMCAP volume.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, we did a little bit of digging, and it turns out it is expected behavior for hardline comm to be about 10 decibels louder than on UHF. So we have rediscovered a known behavior together today.
All right, yeah, that that tracks. And, yeah, I think, like, you know, operationally, the difference in sidetone volume and make it, you know, doesn't really matter. But just thought it was interesting and glad we discovered it.
I love it when our interesting notes turn out to be known things. Thanks.
Yeah, it makes the universe all make a little bit more sense. So, awesome. Thank you for following up on that.
Sure thing.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member for a heads up about Columbus airflow reconfiguration.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, good afternoon, Chris. This is just a heads-up for all crew members possibly working in Columbus. We have already started the reconfiguration of the air loop in Columbus for the upcoming smoke detector cleaning. So from now on, we have disabled the internal airflow. That means you are prime for smoke detection and also should pay attention to symptoms of CO2.
Copy all. Crew prime for smoke detection in Columbus, and pay attention to CO2 because internal ventilation is off. I'll pass it on to everybody else. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and NVVS at your convenience.
Right on 2.
Good afternoon, Jessica. Not sure if you and Chris talked it, but we just wanted to get out ahead of his crew note concerning the MWA rotation and the foot restraint orientation. So you guys are go to keep the foot restraint set up per your preference. Same goes for the MWAs. As long as you guys remain spatially aware, our primary concern is interference or contact with the mini-ion PCR that's on the starboard MWA.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I think that we can just use the starboard side and be in a good config that won't interfere with anything. I was going to call you about that, but we'll I'll let you know how it goes.
Perfect. Sounds good. Just wanted to let you guys know that we were tracking the crew note. And for today's ops, once you get the box all set up, we'll be on Space to Ground 4.
Copy. Space to Ground 4 for the ops.
Station and Jackson 2 for a go in step 3.1.2 of the recycle tank train.
You are go, Jack.
Good to go, thanks. Then station Jackson 2 inspecting the recycle tank quantity indicator. You know, I'm looking for that, it looks like a kind of a ball bearing that should be right above the line marked empty, and it's about that ball diameter above the empty sign, you know, so a couple of millimeters or so above the empty sign, just a noticeably different than where it usually is.
Copy, Jack, we are talking it. And Station Houston for Jack, back with you. Do you think that you could catch a photo of this for us?
I can give it the old college try. We'll see if I can get the light and the lens to focus on there. I'll give it a few minutes of effort.
Thanks. Yeah, give it your best effort. We would appreciate it if you can make it work.
And Jessica Huntsville's with you on 2. I saw my loop lighting up, and I saw you talking, but we did not hear anything come down.
That's because I was talking to Jack on 5.
Okay, copy. Apologies. I saw it lighting up on my device, so that's confusing.
Yeah, interesting.
Sin Station Jack on 2. Got your photo here in the lab cam.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Jack. So we're taking a look at that. Well, I've got you here. When you head back to your drain, could you give the test? Excuse me, I can't talk today. Shake. I'm really sorry, Jack. Could you do a shake test on the brine native A, please? I just got here. I apologize.
Yeah, no worries. I will do a shake test on the brine native A to feel how full it is. I think that's the piece of data you're going for.
Thank you for translating my Canadian English this morning.
Houston Station Jack's on 2. The brine native A feels pretty full. I do not feel any sloshing going around inside of it.
That's a great report, Jack. Thank you. You're go to continue in your procedure.
Go to continue.
Station Unique on 2-4. Sophie, thanks a lot for adjusting the camera. And you are ready to continue with the activity. We have completed all our ground commanding, and you are go to step immediately in step 2, of course.
Unique Station, Sophie on 2. Say again the full message.
Thanks a lot for adjusting the camera. This view is good for us. And, of course, you are already starting, but you are go in for step 2, so no need for the verifications in step 1, just to confirm.
Yeah, thank you very much for confirming. Yeah, I understood from your previous message to the whole crew that that was already a go, but thank you again for confirming this. In extension, Sophie on 2 for a question.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
I just wanted to confirm with you that we are performing this for OSS 1 and OSS 2.
And Sophie, that's affirmative. We are doing it for both smoke detectors.
Copy, thanks.
Houston Station Jack on 2 in step 5.8. The UPA fill drain valve is in the fill position, and the urine transfer compressor hose has been disconnected from the compressor, but remains untapped.
Thanks for that, Jack. That's a good configuration. And just for your awareness, those tanks were swapped out not long ago, so this might just be normal for this series of tanks. We're going to look into it a bit more, but at your convenience, we'll take that picture on downlink.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Sophie. We appreciate the view.
Houston Station Jack on 2 for recycled tank drain leak check.
We're with you on 2, Jack. Go ahead.
Looks to me like the indicator did not move at all, so we'll say recycle tank leak check passed.
That sounds good to us, Jack. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
I'm just checking in to see if I can do my EVA boot activity early.
You can indeed, Jessica.
Okay, copy, thanks. Unique Station Sophie on 2, first one detectors.
Sophie, you go ahead on 2.
Number 2 is cleaned and reinstalled. I'm now working on number 1, but just for your information, number 2 was really already, like, very clean, so I didn't do that much.
Thanks a lot, Sophie. Thanks a lot, Sophie. That's a really good view.
Houston Station Jack's on 2 for the Yeti Bay changeout. I've got the new Yeti Bay 1485 and looking for a go in 3.1.
Thanks a lot, Sophie, for the view.
All right, Jack, I copy 1485, but we're going to need about 15 minutes before we're ready.
Thanks, Denima. Huntsville Station Jack on 2 for Mid Iron.
Jack, Huntsville's on 2.
I'm seeing run complete, but there is a note that says slow cell not checked. I'm wondering if I can get an early go for the stove.
Jack, you're go. Thanks for checking on the hardware.
All right, I'm go for the stove. Thanks.
Unique Station, Sophie on 2 for smoke detector.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
Installation of both smoke detectors is complete, and same for number 2. Number 1 was really in good condition. I didn't clean that much, although number 1 was slightly more dirty than number 2.
And Sophie, we copy. Thanks a lot for that report.
And so I am now waiting for your go in step 5.1.
And Sophie, we will do some ground commanding to verify the airflow after the reinstallation. So this might take 10 to 15 minutes. So we can release you for that time frame, and it's up to you if we should give you a call when we are ready or if you would come back after a given time.
Okay, I'll put a timer in 15 minutes and I'll come back check at this time.
Thanks a lot. That sounds good to us.
And something that you can say to the ground teams of instructors, and especially Frank, it's way easier to do in space compared to on the ground.
Thanks a lot. I will let them know.
Huntsville Station Jackson 2-4, then I am still with you.
With you on 2, Jack?
The mini cold bag, if you remember, 1019 was left out here when we did this the other day. Not in the show notes. Am I leaving it out here by the NWA, or do you want me to put it somewhere?
And we're checking on that real quick, Jack.
Thanks.
Jack, console's back with you for mini cold bag.
Hey.
Aaron, you can restow that mini cold bag at the JLP port 2, Delta Echo Foxtrot 2 location.
Okay, JLP port 2, Delta Echo Fox 2. I'm sure I just missed that on the stowage last time. Appreciate looking that up.
No problem. Happy to help out.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for NVDS. Just wanted to check in and see if you had any actions that I should do.
Chris Huntsville's with you. We got no actions for you at this time. The PD actually stepped off console. He's going to the lab to check on his on-the-ground hardware just to see if they can find some sort of solution. But we will give you guys a call back later if we figure something out.
Okay, yeah, good luck. And, yeah, definitely let us know if there's anything we can do to help or continue to diagnose with here. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate the offer. Hopefully we can figure something out.
Yep, fingers crossed.
Chris, it's Houston on 2. I have a task for you if you're looking for something to do.
Absolutely. I am here and available.
Awesome. I appreciate it. I think it'll take you about 23 seconds. Airlock aft 1, the USB hub add link. We could take a power cycle on that, please.
Copy. Airlock aft 1 add link power cycle. I will float down there in a minute and take care of that.
Thank you.
Munich Station, Sophium 2 for smoke detectors.
Sophie, we are back with you, and I just got the confirmation that we see that the cleaning was successful, and you are go to continue.
Okay, go to proceed step 5.1.
And Chris, Houston on 2 with a go back.
Chris with you.
So, Chris, that's going to be a USB hub disconnect reconnect, not a power cycle. That's my bad.
Okay, yeah, copy all. Disconnect, reconnect the USB hub, no problem. I'm floating down there now, and I think it has been 2 hours, and I was wondering if I could get it, if that matches with your guys' timing and if it's okay to get an early start on my loop scrub activities.
Just give us a sec, Chris.
Copy.
And Chris, we see you doing our USB work there. Thank you. Just a heads up, you are going to continue in your EVA procedure. And just a quick note, in steps 195, 196, and 200, you'll see that the readings will be slightly below the table readings.
Okay, copy. Sorry, I think I missed the first part, but I think you said go for my EVA procedures, then 196 and 200 and one other number, the readings will be below what are in the table.
Yeah, the SOP pressure will be a little bit low, but that's 195, 196, and 200.
195, 196, and 200, copy. And then for this USB hub, it does not appear to have any power on it at the moment. Like none of the LEDs are lit up. I did unplug and replug it. I was just going to check the connections and the power status, though, if that makes sense from your guys' perspective.
Yeah, that's a good report. Thank you. We would anticipate those lights would be on. We'll work it a bit down here. Thank you.
In Houston, airlock on 2. Yeah, the problem is that the USB hub is unplugged from the 120-volt power supply. So I'm going to turn off that switch, plug it in, and return it back on. Houston, airlock on 2. After re-giving 128-volt AC to that USB hub, it now looks like I've got green lights on it.
Awesome. We see the same down here. Thank you very much.
No problem, heading into my loop strip. Actually, Houston, sorry to prep you with questions, but one thing that's that we've been noticing, there's a couple mesh bags that have some, there's like a mesh bag with some helmet lights in here, and I figured while we were doing all this EVA stuff today, I don't know if there's a desire to stow those anywhere, or if we should just leave them out here in a mesh bag.
Good question, Chris. We'll get an answer for you in a couple minutes.
Thank you kindly.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Yedede.
Jack is listening on the deuce.
And we're back with you on the deuce. So just to let you know, we're ready for your Yedede swap now. Sorry about the wait.
No worries. It's happy to go for the Yedede swap.
Unique station to CM2. That's task and storage complete.
And we copy Sophie, thanks a lot. And in the meantime, we reestablished the full airflow in Columbus and also the smoke detection. So there is no need to be prime for crew for smoke detection any longer. So we are back in nominal configuration.
Okay, back to nominal configuration. Thank you.
And we have also an unrelated question for you. This is basically an additional data point for us. While you were doing the smoke detection cleaning, we had a ground commanding activity for commissioning for the Laplace experiment. And we activated for the first time a pump in Laplace. So there is some concerns about noise level from that pump, should be around 60 dB. So we were just wondering if you noticed any change in the noise level while you were doing the SD activities.
No, I did not notice any change. Of course, after you reactivated ventilation, yes, I did notice, but the ventilation was more noisy. But for the Laplace, no, nothing. Do you want me to go and check close to the Laplace facility?
And Sophie, that's not needed. Thanks a lot for that offer. We are just wondering if this additional noise or new noise would be noticeable to you, but it's good to hear that this is obviously not as loud as we were afraid it could be.
I confirm I was not scared at any point or not disturbed at any point by other noises.
Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
Houston Station Jack on 2 for the A-to-A change out. The urine transfer compressor hose with the double green tape is connected to the Pinochetov Lemia on A-to-A 1485.
That's a good config, Jack. Thank you.
Okay.
Houston Station on 2 for Jack at your convenience.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wondering if you can help me out with something. We will need the Node 2 firewall power cycle. So if you can reference procedure 4.10.111.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, Node 2 JSL firewall number 2's power cycle.
Thanks, Jack. We're checking on the ground, but appreciate that. We'll have you float on with your day.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and NVVS.
So Jack's with you.
Hey, Jack. We'd like to get one more data point for NVVS. They have a configuration mode called inside-out tracking, and that's what happens when you start the headset without the controllers being interacting with the headset. It allows it to use the external cameras to sort of localize. We think this might allow us to get these ops rescheduled on a later date, and if you got about 5 to 10 minutes to help us out, we'd really appreciate it.
Yep, I'm ready to help.
Perfect. Thank tricky. So what we're going to do first steps is we'll have you take the batteries out of the controllers. That way we can be sure that they don't interact at all with the headset. And then you can float over to Node 2, put the headset on, and look towards the wall, some area that's texturized or topographically diverse, and then power the headset on and let us know what you see.
All right. Stand by.
Okay, I have the batteries out of both the left and the right hand controller, and the headset's in my hand, so you want me to put the headset on and you should look at something topologically diverse and then power it on?
And affirm, Jack. We're hoping that that activates this external tracking and it'll utilize the cameras on the outside of the headset and maybe give you more of a static display.
Okay, it went through what appeared to be a startup sequence with the word PICO and some symbology, and now I'm seeing a light blue circle in the center, and then a flashing, intermittent light blue circle that's kind of appearing randomly all around the screen.
Okay, we're hearing that's good. Stand
so, and I just had looks like a menu window that's floating, it floats rapidly in and out of my field of view. All right, it's stable long enough that the pop-up window says, couldn't track your position.
Copy. So that sounds more like what we were saying before. On the right-hand side of the headset, there should be a volume control button. Can you press the volume down? It should be on the rear side, the two buttons. It'll be the one closest to the rear.
Okay, I pressed the volume down button. Sometimes that menu that's been moving around randomly seems to turn off when I press the button, but it seems to be instantaneous, so I wouldn't swear that it's related to the button press. I'm not really sure what the outcome of the button press is supposed to be.
Jack, I'm supposed to be with you. Sorry, we walked into a quick hand over there. So the down button was supposed to help localize the menu, but it sounds like that isn't enough of a standard there with what you're seeing on the display to ensure that it actually solve the problem. So from here, we're going to call it quits for today. We appreciate the extra time you worked. With this stow, I know you're close to your OCT2 activity, so you're good to just put the headset back into the phone box for now. But whenever you're ready, we have the full stow information in the stow note of your 1535 activity.
Okay, I will just put it in the phone box for now, hop into the OCT, and then I will do the full stow that's on the 1535 activity.
Cap, sounds good. Thanks for helping us out there.
And no worries. Houston, airlock on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, so I am putting the gloves on the suit to get them ready for a leak check, and put Jessica's left glove on, and I noticed, once you get the gloves on, I usually just kind of spin them a little bit to feel that they're rotating smoothly, and Jessica's left glove feels like it's got a little bit of unsmoothness in the motion. Almost feels like there's a little bit of, not quite catching, but a little bit of roughness through some of the range of motion. I compared this with the other three gloves that we've got hooked up, and Jessica also came and took a look and concurs. There's nothing obvious inside the joint that looks off nominal. Everything looks clean, clear. We tried disconnecting and reconnecting it and just wanted to ask you guys about it. We were thinking that it might make sense to, try to see whether it's a glove thing or whether it's with the lower arms by switching components, but we figured we'd call down and talk to you guys about it first.
Just give us a second, Chris. That's a good report, though. Thanks for the data.
Copy all. Yeah, one additional data point. If you can actually hear it as well, like kind of when you rotate it through, it almost seems like there's kind of a particular rotation range. You can kind of hear a little bit of sound, too.
That's a good view. Thanks, Chris.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, OCT is set up, and I'm logged out of SSC 17.
Thanks, Jack.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2 for NDVSO.
Jack, go ahead on 2.
Just want to double check that I'm not doing this data download, and secondly, do you want me to steer the hand controllers with or without the batteries installed?
And Jack, you can hold off on the data transfer, and no need to put the batteries back in. And in terms, since I have you, in terms of the questionnaire you guys have, we leave it up to you. Since all of you wore the headset, it looks like Jessica might have done hers. You can defer or select disagree as you prefer.
Okay. Copy, no data downloads required. The battery compartments for the hand controllers are plastic compartments that slide out and install the double A's. The plastic compartment with the double A's is currently out of the hand controller. So sounds like you want me to remove the double A's from the plastic cassette and put the plastic cassette back into the hand controller, and that's the way that it'll get stowed. Or leave the double A's inside of the plastic thing and kick those back into the hand controller. And you'll have to repeat again the last thing that you said. I didn't quite understand.
Okay, thanks for the context there, Jack. We didn't realize that the batteries were inside of the plastic compartment, but removed the controllers. You can take the batteries out of the compartment and then put the plastic compartments empty back into the controllers and stow in that config. Batteries can go back to the pantry. And the last thing that I said was concerning the questionnaire you guys have in your timeline, both you and Chris. Jessica completed hers. You guys are free to do that as well. You'll most do just click disagree, but you can also defer them if you don't feel like doing that.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I will chat with Chris while I'm up.
Copy. Thank you so much.
Houston Airlock on 2.
We're with you on 2, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I was thinking it makes sense to just defer doing the pressurization of EMU-3015 for now, or would you, do you have any other action you want me to take with regard to that glove?
Yeah, we were just about to come up with you to give you some actions here. So the bearing is on the glove side, so we think that if you were to grab a lubricant wipe from the EMU servicing kit and try that on the glove, that might clear some of that noise. And you can also grab Jessica's left glove so we can continue the pressurization if we need to. Gives us two options then to test.
Spare glove.
Yeah, spare glove from her ECOC.
Yeah, copy all. Yeah, I think Jessica and I both kind of think it might be something to do with the latching mechanism on the arm side. But I think putting, like, lubricating and then trying the backup are both great options. So I'm happy to proceed with all of those, and that'll help us narrow it down.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. We think that'll be helpful in determining what side it's on, the glove side or the suit side. So thanks.
Pencil Jessica on 2 just heard that last transmission. I did not complete the questionnaire since we didn't actually do the eye test. That was marked complete in error, so I did not do the questionnaire.
Okay, Jessica, no concerns at all. You guys can defer it if you want, or if you'd like to just like disagree, it's completely up to you.
Okay, yeah, I had opened it actually earlier this morning, and it looks like it's about the interface that we would be seeing when we do the test, so it seems like it's not relevant to do if we haven't actually used the headset yet.
We completely agree. PD was just up in the air on whether or not you guys wanted to perform it, and we have no preference on the ground.
Okay, copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for gloves.
We're with you, Chris.
Yeah, so definitely is something to do with the glove, and it feels like it's in that wrist bearing. You know, I put on her backup glove, and it feels like it doesn't have that same sort of, you know, sort of roughness in one of the points. We kind of looked at the right glove, and the right glove maybe seems to have a little bit of the same kind of behavior in the ring, but it's much less than the left glove.
All right, that's a good report. Thanks, Chris. We're going to have you continue in this procedure in the current config. That's good data, and we'll work with that on the ground.
And just to confirm, current config means prime gloves or left glove being the backup glove. I currently have the left glove being the backup glove on the suit.
The config with the backup glove.
Okay, copy. So we have Jessica's prime glove on the right and backup glove on the left. I will continue with the procedure.
Houston Station, Tokyo 2 for IMD.
We're with you on 2.
Waiting for your go for the starboard forward IMD valve.
Jackson Station, Houston on 2 for Chris in the airlock. We have some deltas for you before you get to step 117.
And airlock, ready to copy those deltas.
Roger. So we'll just have you remove the helmet from both suits and install the scuff.
Copy. Before 117, we're going to remove the helmet from both suits and install the scuff.
That's a good readback. Thank you, sir.
Copy that. Any issue with doing that now while I'm waiting for the MEs to refill?
No issues. You can go ahead.
All right. In work. And do you guys have an estimated time for the fill?
EVA tells me in just a couple minutes.
Houston, airlock 2 for IRU.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, we have a low flow shutdown message on the IRU, 3.1 pounds of water, and P1 is 9.7, P2 is 10.2.
That's a good readback for us, Chris. You're go to continue in step 77.
Okay, copy. So don't execute the if block in 76, but go to 77.
That is correct.
Copy that. Moving on to 77. Stand station, Jackson 2, you ready for me to power down the OCD?
Yes, sir, we are.
Then airlock 2 for stowage.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, we are at the point where we're swapping out the MEDOX simulators for MEDOX canisters, but I don't think the stow note has a line for where the MEDOX simulators go. I assume it's in the MEDOX simulator CTV, but I wanted to check.
That is a good assumption, Chris. Those can go in CTV 5189, MEDOX SIM.
Copy, 5189.
And Chris, it's Houston on 2. To see you wrapping up there, just give us a call back. I've got a couple steps for you before you're all done.
I'm ready for those steps.
I shouldn't say steps. Maybe they're just answers to your previous questions. So the helmet temp stow question that you had earlier, you can put that in the crew lock, and on Monday you'll have an activity that will sort that out. And you can put the And Jessica's left glove is going to be in the equipment bag.
Just to confirm on the glove. So right now in the equipment bag, well, I've got my gloves in one side, and then in the other side is Jessica's prime right glove and backup left glove are in her portion of the equipment bag. Do you want me to do something different? I put her prime left glove back into her ECOC just because there's only spots for two gloves in the equipment bag.
That's the config that we want. So the first thing that you said, the backup glove in the mesh, in the equipment bag is what we're looking for. So you did exactly what we wanted. Thank you, Chris.
Just to clarify, so like both Jessica and I each have one of our prime gloves and one of our backup gloves in the equipment bag.
That is the expected config. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Yep. I think otherwise wrapped up here. Thanks.
And Chris, we're with you on 2 when you have a moment, just about DPC.
Yeah, with you on 2.
As much as we love talking to you at the end of the day, if you don't require a DPC with us, we were going to recommend a cancel, and you guys can get back some of your time in the day.
Yeah, I think that will probably work out. Let me check in with everybody, make sure nobody has topics, but I'm not aware of any at the moment. So why don't we go with that plan then, unless you hear otherwise from me, and I will let Sergey and Andre know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Stand station, Jacks on 2-4 go for step 7.1 of recycle tank train part 3.
Here we go, Jack.
Oh. Houston station, the UPA fill drain valve is in process, and the urine transfer compressor hose with the red tape is connected to the compressor port.
That's a good config, Jack. Thank you. And when you're done, could you call us back? I have like another 2-minute activity with that firewall if you can help us out.
Go for the firewall instructions.
Yeah, if you could just float back over there to firewall number 2 and let us know what lights you see, just call us down. We might have to have you repeat step 4 in that procedure we gave you earlier.
like on the firewall COBOL brick or the firewall hardware itself?
We're looking for the lights on the firewall itself.
Okay, on the firewall itself, I see power has a green LED. STA, Sierra Tango Alpha, has a green LED. There's three Ethernet connectors, two of which have solid or blinking green, one of which has a blinking green and a solid orange.
Thanks for that, Jack. Could you repeat step four for us?
Step four of, that's just cycling the firewall to COBOL brick, is that right?
Yeah, that is a hard power cycle on the power brick 1443.
Houston, Station Jackson, on 2-4, go back.
Go ahead, we're with you.
Yeah, turn off the power on 1443, and the firewall I was looking at, the power lights did not go out. So I just changed the wires a little bit better, and it looks like the information I gave you about the lights previously is for JSL, or no 2 JSL firewall number 1. So after power cycling the COBOL brick for firewall 2, the JSL firewall number 2 only has a power LED. It does not have a STA LED, and none of the Ethernet connectors are blinking green.
Thanks for that info, Jack. We're going to work it down here, so I'll let you have a good ride on SEMA.
Copy.
Station Sophia
2
for test.
Was that a call for us, Sophie? We're with you on 2.
Houston, Sophie Affirm, that called for you. I was just exploring the task list, and I see that I have a lot of ESA items, but I just wanted to check with you if you had another priority, or if I am going to start working on the ESA ones.
We're just checking, Sophie. Give us a couple seconds.
Sure.
All right, Sophie, so we're happy for you to continue with any of the items on that task list. Just to let you know, Chris did try to do the PBA build, but we didn't have the snow node attached, so you'll find that on the list as well. And we're going to take bets down here on how many you get done.
Okay, so maybe I'll go sync with Chris then first.
Okay, copy. Houston from Sophie. Yeah, so I'm happy to start the PBA one, but the question that Chris asked and then I'm asking to you, and maybe you can find the answer for us, is which PBA are you talking about in this PBA activity in the test list? And just so that we can start the activity.
We didn't have a STO note attached to that. to that activity, Sophie. So if you check the STO note, it will list which PBA we're talking about. And you don't have to do it today if you don't want to as well. Your choice.
Yeah, so that's what we understand. There is no STO note for this activity. That's our question, actually. So where should we look for? I mean, do you think you can have the answer today, or?
If you refresh Optimus, you should find the new STO note attached, hopefully. Let us know if you don't.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so sorry, I misunderstood your past answer, and now I understand we have the information on board, so I'll start looking at it.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
So, station on 2 for Lytle.
Go on 2 for Lytle.
Well, that move was complete at 17:19. I will put foils on a 57. It says to keep the card temp stowed, but I'm assuming that one is not so vital that you need the card.
We copy. Move completed 17:19, and we would like you to hold on to the card just until we get the photos down on the ground.
Okay, copy.
So, station Sophian 2 for PBA activity.
Go ahead, Sophie.
That's task complete, and the task also wanted me to report to you which PBA bottle goes with which QDM, so are you ready to copy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, PBA bottle 1063 goes with QDM 188, and this went to JPM overhead 6. Next pair, it was PBA bottle 1065, which was mounted with QDM
1064, and this went into Columbus, starboard end cone.
We copy all. Thanks very much.
Welcome.
Houston, station on 2 for OCT. Just looking for which channel will be on.
Your remote guider is ready for you on Space Ground 4, Jessica.
Copy. We'll switch to 4. Thanks.
We're with you on 2.
Apologies. This is Chris on 2. We're just calling for ops products. It looks like execute package where you execute access or Jedi messages is not working at the moment. Everything seems green in Pingmaster except for the Node 2 firewall. I'm wondering if you guys have any ideas.
We'll take a look as soon as we're back up on KU. We're just in an LOS right now, but thanks for the note. We'll take a look.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I wasn't sure if there was any of the hypervisors or anything like that might need a reboot or anything like that. But, yeah, once you guys can KU back, let us know if there's anything we can do.
We will, but let's not speak that into existence right now.
Absolutely. Yep.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris. At your convenience, execute packages.
Chris on 2.
All right, the team down here, OpsPlan and Pluto, did a little bit of magic and are asking if you could refresh and let us know what you see. But you should see those execute packages there.
I can already tell you that Pluto and OpsPlan are magical and have fixed everything for us. So thank you.
Excellent. Glad to hear it, and have a good night.
Thanks. Much appreciated.